The right to legal counsel, whether you can afford it or not, applies only to criminal court, not civil court. Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman says millions of New Yorkers a year are left helpless during tenant or insurance disputes. To bridge this gap, Lippman has worked to boost the amount of pro bono hours from practicing attorneys. Last year, Lippman made New York the first state to require pro bono work for bar applicants. And again this May, he more than doubled the amount of pro bono hours lawyers are expected to do, and he added a reporting requirement. The rule says every other year, lawyers are to fill out a form listing their pro bono clients, submit it to the courts, which in turn would post the information online. Bar associations across the state reacted strongly, saying no other profession is required to disclose their charitable giving, so why lawyers? Last week, Lippman postponed part of the new rules. In a statement, the Office of Court Administration said lawyers are still required to disclose their pro bono work to the courts. The difference now is the courts won't list the information online. Marion Rice, former president of the Nassau County Bar Association, is happy Lippman is postponing the public disclosure, but she worries the state is still trying to fill a gap without funding it.
If we decide that this is as important as roads and infrastructure, then we have to find a way to do it. It can't just be for volunteers.
Officials in court administration declined to be interviewed. Lippman's postponement of the public disclosure is for 2 years. A statement describes it as a phase-in period. Rice and other bar associations say the matter is not yet resolved, and online comments in the New York Law Journal says this is the first step in an eventual rollback of the entire reporting requirement. Charles Lane, WSHU News.